KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome to the show. I'm Chris Fiorentino and we are glad you've joined us this morning. Today, we're going to talk about sweet potatoes and service. Yep, I know you're asking yourself, what in the world do sweet potatoes have to do with service? Well, that's why we have a great group of people here today to talk with us. We have four guests in the studio, so I'm going to quickly introduce everyone and ask each of them to give us a little self-introduction. First, we have Yolanda Randles from the West Fresno Family Resource Center. Welcome, Yolanda.
Hi, thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I am a Fresno State alumni, so this is so cool for me to be here today.
And a great partner for the university in terms of working with our students and with our faculty and staff. So we're glad you're here. And next up is Shannon Sill. Shannon is part of the Lyle Center here on campus. Thanks for being here, Shannon.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here today. Yes, I am Shannon Sill from the Lyle Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. I'm a program coordinator, and I've been working with the sweet potato for the past 2 years.
And next up is Jeanette Garnica. Jeanette is a student here at Fresno State. Welcome, Jeanette.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for having me. I am a third-year student here at Fresno State. I am an ag business major. I am a student assistant at the Lyle Center. And on campus, I'm a little involved as well. So I am also doing vintage days. So I will be the student assistant director. So I'll be helping out with that too.
Oh,
so we have an exciting year coming up.
You'll be a little busy coming up.
Yes, yeah. I'm a busy bee. So.
Well, thanks for being here today. And last but not least, I think our youngest guest that we've ever had on the show, Miss Paige Hamilton. Paige, thanks for being here.
Hi, yeah. My name is Paige Hamilton. I'm in sixth grade, and I'm 11 years old, and I go to Balderas Elementary, and I'm also excited to be here. I'm from the Sweet Potato Project, too, and this is my second year.
Thanks for being with us. So, Yolanda, we probably should start by talking about West Fresno Family Resource Center. Maybe you can tell us a little about your great organization.
Sure. West Fresno Family Resource Center. Certainly, we're housed in West Fresno. We are actually at two locations, at the Maxie Parks Community Center and at the Mariella Brown Community Center.
Okay.
We are a family strengthening organization, so we believe it starts in the home. If we can strengthen our families, then we can have better outcomes in our communities. So all of our programs are tailored about how can we just make our community better and how can we empower our residents just to have better outcomes.
So really focusing on that very base unit of the family first.
Right.
So what are some of the programs that go to make up that working on the family as the base unit?
Sure. Some of the programs that we implement, for example, we have a healthy lifestyle club, and this is for our seniors, for our adults. And this is on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They come into the center. They exercise for about 30 minutes. We have a health class for them, and then we feed them brunch. It's a great social opportunity for them,
yeah.
But also it kind of brings them together, gets them out of the house. In addition to health, we have safety classes, we have health classes. So it's just a wide variety of services for our adults. In addition to that, we have youth programs as well. So the center also serves as an after school program. So we offer homework assistance, arts and crafts, sports activities for the kids. Some of the other services are like job readiness, mental health support. We have a community garden project. And again, just a wide variety of services and really trying to empower our community.
And I know, you know, you've partnered with a lot of programs here on campus, things like Humanics at Fresno State with Matt Jindian and Don Simmons, and with different internship coordinators and service learning coordinators. Certainly with the Lyle Center, I know Emil has been very involved, and Shannon with your program. Maybe just help us understand, what is it about that partnership with Fresno State that assists you?
Oh, my goodness. You know, our agency, we serve as a learning lab for Fresno State. So we receive ag students, public health students, social work students, dietetic students, and they are getting that real community service experience. And so we've had, over the past several years, several hundred students actually rotate through our facility. And oftentimes, we provide letters of support for those students. They're going off to get great jobs. And we always like to think that we had a little bit, to do with that. But just providing that support for our agency, we're a nonprofit agency. So oftentimes our budget is really, really tight. So to have that student, to have that professionalism, to have that expert, provide that additional support for the services that we provide, is just a great combination. again, to have the students provide that community service work, hands-on experience for them, and it's great assistance for our organization.
Yeah, I know certainly a lot of times the community benefit organizations that are out there, right? You got a limited budget, and that means that you need to find those opportunities to bring in resources that don't cost a lot of money or any money at all, and certainly volunteers help with that. I'm sure you have a lot of community volunteers as well.
Oh, yes. One of the other services that we provide, we actually provide food giveaways every month. And so that's completely ran by volunteers from the community. And so, again, without our volunteers, it just, I don't know where we would be, you know, without that support.
So the Sweet Potato Project, maybe you can tell us a little about that and how that fits in with West Fresno Family Resource Center.
Right. So actually, we heard about the Sweet Potato Program probably about 7 or 8 years ago. We saw it in a calendar. Edna actually puts on this African-American calendar yearly, and they highlight different programs throughout the United States. We saw this program in St. Louis, and we sort of held on to it. It's like, man, it'd be so great if we can do this in Fresno. And so we had an opportunity to apply for funding through the State Office of Health Equity, and it's called the California Reducing Disparities Project. And it's actually a mental health funding source that helps support this program.
Oh, that's
interesting. The Sweet Potato Project, and again, our goal is to, you know, reduce gang and increase school attendance and school graduation and, you know, all these other goals and objectives that we have through the program. But again, it incorporates the family, it incorporates the youth, it incorporates the university, it incorporates business, it incorporates culinary and ag, which is a huge industry here in our valley. And you get all of this through this one project. So it certainly fits our mission of our organization. Again, it's just about empowerment.
Yeah. So give us a quick thumbnail overview of that program. What is the Sweet Potato Project?
The Sweet Potato Project actually comes in two phases. And so we start off in April, we do recruitment, we have the Sweet Potato Club. And so the kids are coming together, they're talking about community issues, they're talking about school issues, they're talking about things that's going on in their life. We're also doing team building, we're doing leadership skills, and we're also talking about ag. So during that first phase, they're actually planting sweet potatoes on 2 acres of land, and they have to take care of these sweet potatoes. Now, the ultimate goal is for the group to come up with a product to sell from that sweet potato, right? And so last year, our product winner was a sweet potato muffin called Sweet Alicious. Right.
Sounds great.
And this was all developed by the kids, you know, and imagine this muffin with chocolate chips and marshmallows.
And sweet potatoes.
Right. So it sounds really, it actually tastes really good, too. So that's one of the goals. And so, and they also have to harvest their sweet potatoes on these 2 acres of land. So this is getting dirty. This is getting down in the dirt. So it's basically seeing a product from the beginning all the way to the end, and also learning that business element. Like, what does that take to create a business and an opportunity to sell something and to market something? And again, it's all developed from the youth with the help of the Lyles Business Center.
And it's elementary and junior high school.
Yes.
And, you know, I love that, like you talked about leadership, you know, mentoring and school success kinds of things. Certainly learning about ag, the work ethic that goes into it. Then you got the entrepreneurship piece. Great. Sounds like a really wonderful program all around.
Yeah, we're having a great time. We have 39 students actually enrolled in the project this year. And so it's just been a great opportunity for our youth.
So I know West Fresno Family Resource Center has worked with the Lyles Center for a while now. And before we get into that partnership, maybe Shannon, you can tell us a little about the Lyles Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship.
Well, the Lyles Center is actually part of the Craig School of Business. So it is an entity of innovation and entrepreneurship. So there's a major for entrepreneurship. And what we do there is we try to innovate and foster creativity with students and help them with business plans and their marketing, their social media, their products. If they have ideas, they can come in and kind of go over with one of our entrepreneurs in residence to see how far that idea can go.
You know, entrepreneurship, creativity, you talk about that. I mean, certainly with today's society, it really is about inventiveness and entrepreneurship and being creative in whatever endeavor. And I know that you cut across all different disciplines in many cases, right?
Yes, we do. We have so many different programs that we work with. So it's like we have, of course, the Sweet Potato, which is one of our youngest programs that we have. We have a high school program within Fresno Unified, Kings Canyon Unified, that we work with teaching entrepreneurship business plans. We also have elementary school program that we work with that's like a science program.
Yeah.
We do also have an entrepreneurship club that is housed within our center to where they come in. And It's all entrepreneurship students. We work with hatchery students. So we have offices in our office that are specific to college students that are trying to build their business, trying to get it kicked off and move forward.
And have had some very successful businesses come through there.
We have created, I believe it's called Creative with Love these days. And that's actually was through the Lyle Center.
Yeah. So you mentioned the major, I know, considered one of the best entrepreneurship programs in the nation, right?
As we would like to say, yes,
yeah.
It comes from Fresno State.
Yeah, that's great. So what's the Lyle Center reason for being involved in the Sweet Potato Project?
This is our third year, our third summer we're going on, and it was actually Yolanda who contacted our center to find out more about how we can help be involved with teaching the entrepreneurship part to her students. And that has worked out very well for the past three summers. It's just been moving forward on, they come in and they're taking the paper part. They're creating a business plan. They're creating products. This year we have multiple products. It's not just related to the muffins. We've been able to expand the students' knowledge on what they can create with those sweet potatoes.
Mm. So you're taking them all the way through the process, right? I'm assuming things like the research, the brainstorming, you know, that communication piece that goes into something like that and working with a group, as well as then actually delivering the product.
Oh, yes. Product. They have to start from ideas. So that our first session was about brainstorming. So they had to brainstorm different ideas on what can be viable and feasible to move forward with. And then we go into how to make that. So they've got their idea. Then how are you going to execute it? What are you going to do with it? How are you going to market it once you get there? How are you going to distribute it? How are you going to price it? And then, yes, they have to make a sample, and then they're actually going to pitch to judges to see which team has the best product.
What a great learning experience for people to understand entrepreneurship, but also just general business, right?
Yeah, it's not just related to entrepreneurship. This will help anybody who wants to move forward with any business. You can also do it within your corporation. It's the intrapreneurship.
So let's get Jeanette in here. What's your role in the program?
As I mentioned before, I am a student assistant at the Lyle Center, so I help assist with other programs just like the Sweet Potato. So mainly in the Sweet Potato, what me and two other students, Isaac Hara and Alex Rossetti, they're also assisting me as well. What we do is we help mentor the students and we help them get that innovative thinking going. We try to get those wheels spinning, you know, in their heads. We try to give them like solutions, you know, what can they find that could be resourceful within their sweet potatoes, but also, you know, what's going on out in the community that can be helpful for like the community in general. Like, what is it that we're missing? Try to get them to think of like, you know, technology, now that we're expanding technology, what can you do with that? Trying to get them learning about the basics of business, but also get that leadership without them, you know, get them out of them. So
you mentioned you're an ag business major, obviously a lot of connections, but tell me a little bit about how you feel that this allows you to connect your interest in ag business, the classes you're taking in ag business, but certainly that entrepreneurship piece as well.
A lot of it ties in together. And as I said, when I started working with Sweet Potato, it actually influenced me to be an ag business major because I saw that we are a valley full of agriculture and business being a big part of it. So I was taking the initiative of just getting myself out there out of my comfort zone of learning all these different factors that go into business because there's so much you can do with it. So that's what I'm learning. And I'm also using what I learned in school and taking it into practice with these different programs that we're helping out with these students, high school wise and elementary wise.
A lot more applied, right, than just studying it in a textbook or hearing it in lecture or even in a lab. This is much more applied. You're out in the community working with people to establish this business.
Yeah, like you mentioned, I'm actually practicing my networking skills as well because a lot of it applies. So teaching these students like how to talk to people, like how to come within a deal within your teammates as well. So a lot of it's just teamwork as well.
Has it helped you learn more about the community? I mean, obviously you're working in West Fresno. I don't know how familiar you were before this with the West Fresno community.
I was introduced to them last year when I got to visit them at the center when I helped them out with their projects, with their PowerPoints, get them ready for the pitch competition. So it was really interesting to see what different programs go on there and how the kids relate to each other because they all go in with the same, you know, mission. The goal is to expand, I guess you can say.
Yeah. Any stereotypes you had in your head about West Fresno? Again, I'm not sure what your experience is before you started this project, that you think you've learned something new about that community?
Well, before the center even coming to Fresno State, we are a diverse school. Yeah. So a lot of it helped me apply to coming to the center because, you know, it's mainly African-Americans. And I was not used to in the beginning, but working with this program actually helped me connect with these students to a closer touch with them. And I actually understood, you know, where they come from because we all have different backgrounds. I come from a small town myself, from Selma, so I understand these kids, and it's great that I've gotten closer to them because they see me not only as a mentor, but they see me as a person that they can come to just talk to about anything.
Yeah. You mentioned that diversity piece, obviously a big thing for us in our community in general. It's one of the university's three Ds, diversity, distinction, discovery, and so certainly a big piece of that. So, Paige, I want to get you in here for a minute, and I'm wondering if you can start us out by telling us, you said you've been in the program for 2 years. How'd you hear about the Sweet Potato Project the first time around?
Well, the first time around, I heard about it because I heard that my dad was going to this center called West Fresno Resource Center, and I was like, what do you do up there? And he said that I have started a Sweet Potato Project, me and Yolanda, and then I said, could I join, and what is it about? He said, yes, you can join, sure. And I was like a little younger, so he said that if you act mature and stuff like that, then you can stay in the program, and I did. So then I just kept on going for the next year.
So you're one of the youngest students in the program.
Yes.
So your dad helped get you involved. Kudos to your dad for getting you involved in such a great project. So this is your second year in the program. What have you done so far? What are some of the things that you actually involved with?
Some of the things that I'm actually involved with is marketing and teamwork, like marketing our product. And we're talking about how we're going to get the sweet potato inside our product and how we're going to sell it and how we're going to deliver it and stuff like that.
Is it hard sometimes working with other people on the program? Sometimes you disagree with them?
Yes, because like I'll try to say my idea, but then they'll disagree with me. And so we'll just have to come together as a group and brainstorm one idea.
Yeah. You think that you've learned a lot of having to work with different people with different ideas and coming to an agreement?
Yeah, I learned a lot of teamwork and how to work together with people by listening to their ideas and stuff.
So what about the actual work on the farm? How's that?
It's pretty good. We had a little problem at first, but then we got it all situated, and so the weeds are about as tall as me. But it's coming down to an end where we have all our weeds, and now we just got to wait to harvest all the sweet potatoes.
Okay. You're actually out there going through the fields, you know, making sure the plants are getting enough water. I'm sure you're having to watch for insects and other kinds of diseases and things like that. Do you learn much science?
Kind of,
yeah. About how a plant grows and what a plant needs to grow.
Yes.
And things like that. Yeah. Do you ever have situations where you say, oh, we learned about that in school, or where you've already learned something because you've been in the program for 2 years and suddenly you're studying something in school and go, oh, that's just like what I learned in the Sweet Potato Project?
Yes, all the time. Because one time in the Sweet Potato Project, we learned in school about like African American history and how we build things and planted a lot of things.
Has it been fun?
Yes.
You came back for a second year, so it must not have been too bad, right?
No, not at all.
No. What do you think about working with Fresno State students like Jeanette? How's that?
It's really good because I have someone that understands me, like, because sometimes people don't really understand you in your group, so I already know that I can count on them to come over and explain to them what I'm thinking.
Yeah, great. Yolanda, obviously a lot of kids. I'm not even sure. How many kids in this program?
So currently we have 39 youth enrolled in the program.
Okay. And you've had several years of this. What kind of experiences in general do you think the students have?
You know, I don't know how much time we have, but I can certainly share some stories.
That's
so the
great
impact with, we've had parents coming to our staff, Patrick, and, you know, when my kid comes to this program, he's different. You know, he's a leader, but when he's at home and when he's at school, he's a different person. So, like, how did you get him to be this leader? Like, how did you do that? So they're wanting advice from Patrick on how to parent, right? And at the same time, the youth are coming to my staff. Man, my mom is this and my dad is this and that, you know? And so he's sort of this mentor, you know, actually for the parents and for the youth. And, you know, we're already seeing a difference. There was one young man, I don't want to mention, you know, any names, but initially when he started off in the program, very shy, very mm-hmm. quiet, head down, but is super talented, has great skills. And now he's a leader. You know, everyone's coming to him and wanting to be in his group, and he's a leader. So we know that this program is having a positive impact, you know, on the youth that's involved.
I think a lot of times, and Paige, you may be able to talk about this also, and Jeanette as well. You know, when young people are in school and coming up, they don't ever have a chance for somebody to say, okay, this is yours. You're responsible for this. We're going to help you through it, but, you know, you go take care of this and you make sure that this works and you mm-hmm. come up with the ideas. Mm-hmm. We don't give them that opportunity. It's cookie cutter, right?
Right.
Okay, here's what you're going to study today. Here's the worksheet you're going to do. And we're going to have the test on Friday. You know, I mean, it's very, very cookie cutter. So that opportunity to take that leadership role mm-hmm. has got to be really important, especially for these kids in West Fresno.
Oh, you know, and it's the kids, it's the youth. They encourage one another, you know, so wait a minute, I didn't see you in the field last time we were there. And so you need to be out there because, you know, that's our responsibility to take care of those sweet potatoes out there. And now you missed a day. And so you need to figure out a day. How are you going to make that up? And so they're making each other accountable, you know, for this program, which is great. And I agree with you completely in terms of a cookie cutter. So here is a blank page, right? Yeah. Here is a sweet potato. What can we do with that? You know, and so we're excited.
Here's an empty field.
Yes. Yeah. So we are excited. We talked about our pitch day, which is coming up in a couple of days.
Yeah, you had mentioned that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that's our, well, I call it a shark tank, right? So the group of kids have been divided up into teams, and each one of them have a product that they are going to be, all of the skills, all of the learning, all of the training that they receive from the Lyles Business Center, they're now going to put that on display. And that's going to happen on this Thursday at the Leon Peters building over at where the Lyles Business Center is here at Fresno State at 5:00. And so each team, they're going to put their product on display. They're going to talk about marketing. They're going to talk about a business plan. They're going to do a taste test on their product. And we're going to have judges. And whichever product wins, and we have a very short season, like September through like November, we will be marketing and selling that product. And those funds will go towards helping the kids go to Magic Mountain.
And so we're talking about Thursday, August 2nd, 5 p.m. at the Lyles Center, right?
Right.
Okay. And that's here on campus of Fresno State. So, Paige, maybe you can get a little prompt in for your idea. What idea are you going to be pitching?
So, not just my idea, my team's idea. We're going to be pitching a sweet shake. We call it a sweet shake. And we're going to be using the sweet potato milk inside of it. And how we're going to get that is by, like, draining it with regular milk that we use in our cereal.
Uh-huh.
And we'll get a strainer, and the milk will soak out of the sweet potato, and that's how we'll get it.
So it picks up that flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we're going to use French vanilla ice cream.
Sold.
Whipped cream.
I vote for your idea.
We're going to use ice, and we're all going to blend it together. Then after that, we'll put it in there, and we'll put the whipped cream in, like, except for using regular sprinkles, because not everybody likes sprinkles, we'll put, like, a little tad of cinnamon on top.
So if we go, we can taste your shake, right?
Yes.
All right, great. So Shannon, before we run out of time, are there other groups and individuals that are involved in this project, either from the university or anywhere else?
Yes, Chris. For the past two summers, we have partnered up with the Jordan Ag College. Professor Kunduru has been teaching the curriculum. He came up with the curriculum and he's been in the classroom teaching.
So we've got community organizations. We've got state-funded programs. We've got Fresno State students, Fresno State faculty members, Fresno State staff. We've got the elementary students, the elementary teachers, the parents, like your dad, Paige, who gets you involved in this. So it really is a big team effort that goes into this thing, yeah?
It really is. You know, it's been a very fun learning experience for me as well, because I actually graduated from Fresno State in entrepreneurship, but working with the younger students, how their minds grow, you know, and learning from them, and then working with the Fresno State students and with Yolanda, it's just a great collaboration. And that's what's wonderful is the collaboration that's been happening.
So if somebody wants more information, first of all, on the Lyles Center, how would they get that information?
They can contact us directly through our phone, which would be 278-3735, and the front desk would put them through to me.
Okay. Website? maybe?
Yes, it'd be the Lyle Center. So you just look on the web, Lyle Center.
L-Y-L-E-S, yes. Lyle Center at Fresno State, or Lyle Center Fresno State, and it'll pop up on a Google
search.
Yes,
it will. And then there's also a place where you can go to the programs. We're also on Facebook, and we are on Instagram as well.
Great.
And follow us on Twitter.
Yeah. So Twitter, Facebook, Instagram,
yes.
The website, the phone number.
Yes, all okay. Social platforms. And they can check out what we've been doing over the past few weeks. We've been putting up pictures there, what the students have been working on, what they've experienced at the farm tour, which is also pretty exciting because they all got to learn about the animals and they got to see some of the Gibson Market crops there too as well. So a lot of exciting stuff.
And there is a link on the Lyle Center page to information about the Sweet Potato Project, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Yolanda, what about if somebody's interested in learning more about West Fresno Family Resource Center? How would they get in touch with you?
We do have a website. You can Google West Fresno Family Resource Center, or you can also call us. Our number is 559-621-2967. Again, 559-621-2967. So if you have any youth that want to participate in the Sweet Potato Program, we actually will start up with the new cohort starting in April 2019.
Okay. So never too early to start getting your own students and your own kids involved. So by all means, reach out to them. One of the things about doing this show that I love so much is that I get to hear these really creative and unique ways that the community and the university are partnering up, and that we're addressing some of these problems in the community, and we're giving our students great learning experiences. And I just love that. And I really encourage everybody who's listening to maybe delve a little deeper and learn more about West Fresno Family Resource Center, learn more about the Lyle Center. We will, on our Facebook, at FS Service in Action, we'll post all of the contact information and some pictures of the kids out there working and whatnot. Thank you for the work that you do, Yolanda. Really appreciate it.
I just want to add just one thing really, really quickly. So I had an opportunity to serve on a committee with Dr. Castro. And when do you ever get a chance to sit next to a president of a university? And I actually pitched this idea of this Sweet Potato Project. I can't even remember what I said. I was just talking so fast. And at the end of the conversation, Dr. Castro said, "I'm in. Let me know what I need to do." And so, and I just want to really thank Dr. Castro and Fresno State and the faculty for all of their support.
Wow. I'm sure it's a reciprocal thanks back to you because of all the work you do with the students. And Shannon and Jeanette, thanks for your work in the Lyle Center. And Paige, thank you for being here today. And thanks for doing all that hard work. And I want a taste of that milkshake, okay? And thanks to everyone listening today. We really appreciate your listenership and your involvement. As always, we want to invite you to join us every single week, Sundays at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service in Action program. And like I mentioned before, like us on Facebook, check out at FS Service in Action. We post great information there, and we'd love to hear from you and interact with you on that site. We are on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org. Thanks, and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.